Okay, Rabbeinu, we are in the middle of learning Sefer Chassidim. We'll learn every day a few minutes Sefer Chassidim. We're up to page Nun Gimel. There are two handouts here on the front. We'll just learn a little bit today. It's late, Rosh Chodesh. We got a late start. There are two handouts. Now we're down to one handout. Just take one. Probably not going to get so far anyway. Don't worry. For right now, one handout is enough. We have a... Okay, let's begin. We're up to halacha. We are up to halacha gimel. Now we are finally starting some of the halacha. The first two paragraphs, aleph and beis, was more of an introduction. Now we're getting down to some halacha. So here's the first halacha. The first halacha is zecher tzadik levracha. It's very appropriate for this week's parsha. In this week's parsha, Eile told us noch noch ish tzadik. Tamim haya bidoy raisaf. What does Rashi say? Once Hashem was maskir noyach, so he mentioned that he's a tzaddik. Zecher tzaddik levracha. Let's see. Zecher tzaddikos. So the more he makes a drasha, this pasuk in Mishlei, not like what Rashi says. Zecher tzaddik levracha. Who's the tzaddik? The tzaddik is Hashem. Hashem is the tzaddik. Every time he mentioned Hashem's name, l'chaim, like the fruchta, l'chaim for Rameir. For Shlema. So over here we say the Zechet Tzadik. Who is the Tzadik? The Tzadik, over here is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Zechet Tzadika Shel Olam Levrach. Hashem is the Tzadik. B'chol Pam U'Pam She'onu Maskinim Es Hashem Hanichbad VeHanoyre. Every time Hashem's name is mentioned, Yud Kei Vav Kei is mentioned, Anu Chayavim Anu Levarchoi B'Losh Makodesh Yisparach Shemoi. We have an obligation to bless him. It is for this reason that Hashem is referred to as HaKadosh Baruch. Who? The word HaKadosh is the code word for Hashem. So why don't we just say HaKadosh? 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 Whenever you want to refer to a Hashem, we should just say HaKadosh. Why do we append to the word Kadosh Baruch Hu? And the answer to that question is here, what it says here in Sefer Chassidim, because every time it says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. The Tzadik is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Once we mention the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's appropriate to say Kodoy Baruch Hu. So we refer to Hashem as the Kodosh. Baruch Hu. You put a comma after the Kodosh. HaKodosh. The one that is Kodosh. HaKodosh. Baruch Hu. This is the Makar. Okay, so don't say we don't learn anything today. We learned over here, Zecher Tzadik Livracha is the Makar. Why? For HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the Chassidei Hadas, now before you even go further, let me tell you another very, this I told you once, I once spent a lot of time doing this to review very quickly, another reason why, an entirely different reason, which is not the correct reason, it's a drush, but why is Hashem called Kadosh, I'll take it back, but why is it called Kadosh Baruch Hu? Hashem was, there were two in the Nevi'im that merited to see Hashem. Who were they? Yeshaya and Yechezkel. Maisa Merkava. On Shavuos, we lay in the Merkava, we lay in the Maisa Merkava from Yechezkel. And Parshas Yisra, we lay in the Merkava of Yeshaya. When Yeshaya saw Hashem, the Merkava, what did he say? Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzivakos, Meloi Chol Oretz Kivoidoi. When Yechezkel saw the Ribbono Shel Olam, what did he say? Baruch Kivoid Hashem Mimikoimai. What Yechezkel saw and what Yeshaya saw was very different. Yechezkel saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a matziv of Golos. Yechezkel saw Hashem in Bavel. In Bavel. Okay, without going into all of the details, it was a different type of mare. It was a mare of seeing Hashem in a state of Hester upon him. Yeshaya saw Hashem b'zman shebeis hamidosh hayakayam in his full glory. When Yeshaya saw Hashem, he said Kadosh. When Yechezkel saw Hashem, he said Baruch Kivoid. And they were very different. It was a very different surah of seeing the Ribbono Shel Olam in times of Gilui and times of Hester. When we refer to Hashem, we combine the two together. Kadosh, the Mar of Yeshaya, Baruch, the Mara of Yechezkel, and then we say who. Don't make a mistake and think there are two different gods. It's all the same. The same Ribbono Shel Olam that is there in the times of Revelation is the Ribbono Shel Olam that is there in the times of Hester upon him. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The same Ribbono Shel Olam that gives you bracha is the Ribbono Shel Olam that at times hides himself and it appears we're in a matzav of tzara. There are no two gods. There's only one God. There's one Ribbono Shel Olam that is responsible for the good and what does not appear to us as being good, but is really good. That's why it's Kadosh Baruch. Kadosh is a code word for Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzevakos. Baruch is a code word for Baruch Kivayt Hashem Imakaymai. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh comes from Yeshaya in the good times. Baruch Kivayt comes from Yecheskel in the times of Golos, in Bavel. Who? It's all the same. It's all the same. Yimlech combines the two together. Yimlech Hashem Lam Limlech. So that we combine the two together. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who taught me this word? Rav Simcha Soloveitchik. The Rosh Koil here and Rav Shmuel Min Shul, he told me this word. It blew my mind, this idea. It is the synthesis of Yeshaya and Yechezkel Hu. Okay, that is a beautiful drush, but the more simple understanding of why we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu, is based upon what we've just learned here in Sefer Chassidim, is that Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Hashem is the Tzadik, and every time we mention the Tzadik, we have an obligation to bless him. HaKadosh is the term we use to refer, the ultimate term we use to refer to Hashem, because Hashem is holy. Hashem is beyond us, beyond humanity, beyond the mundane activities of this world. Once we refer to Hashem, Baruch Hu, may He be blessed. Next. The Chassidei Hadas Yodinu Moshul Zeh. I'm sorry, you are correct. I'm sorry, the Chassidei Hadas, those are a lack of intelligence. They understand this. Moshul Zeh, let's explain what you asked the question. Why? Why should we be bothered? Why should we exert ourselves to say, to bless Hashem every time His name is mentioned? And by the way, before you go further, that's also when you make a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem. When we say Yudke Vavke, Baruch Hu Uvaruch Shemoy. Every time you're davening, during davening, they always announce, don't say Baruch Hu Uvaruch Shemoy when you mean Yotze the bracha. If someone is reciting a bracha and you're being yoytzei the bracha with Shomei HaKa'ine, then they would make an announcement, do not say Baruch Hu Uvaruch Shemoi, even though it's a good thing to do, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, but if you need to be yoytzei the bracha with Shomei HaKa'ine, it would constitute a hefsek. But if you're not being yoytzei the bracha, and someone makes a bracha and he says Baruch Atah Hashem, it is customary to say Baruch Hu Uvaruch Shemoi. Why do we do that? Also, the same reason, because Zecher Tzadik Livracha, when Hashem's name is mentioned, Yudkei Vavkei, we have an obligation to bless him. So then we learned the Makar, why we do that.
Not because in the say, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Ahavu Godel Elokeinu.
The Zimun, now we learn a different halacha. Kishem Hashem Ekra, Ahavu, ascribe greatness. Greatness, Elokeinu, greatness is not blessing. Zecher is different. You're asking a very good question. I think the answer is Goydel Havu, ascribe Goydel, is not the same as Zecher Tzadik Livracha. When we make a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Shnasan Lasech Divina Lahafim Beim Vein Loila. When we say Baruch Atah Hashem, right away Baruch Hu Uvaruch Shemo, we give blessing. We don't ascribe greatness. Greatness is not the same as bracha. Where does it come, the need to give bracha? Zecher Tzadik Livracha. That's not the same as goydel. Goydel is when we mezame. Rabbi Yisai Nivarech, Yihi Shem Hashem Mevarech Me'ata, Baruch Shechalnu Mishaloi Uvituvoi Chayinu. We live from His goodness. That's called goydel. Goydel, greatness is to give. Greatness, Ubarzilei Hagiladi Ish Godol Me'oid. He was a benefactor, a philanthropist. Someone who gives is called great. Godol in Tanakh means to give. When we eat food, we acknowledge that Hashem has bestowed, has given us. He has given us what to eat. So that's when we, that the makar for Zimun is Kishem Hashem Ekor Goydel, not to be confused with Zecher Tzadik Levrach. Let's go further. Now, the chaser, he gives a mashal. If you don't get it, let me explain to you a very simple idea. Look at your own children. And this, by the way, is something which is, in and of itself, is a very powerful message. People, many times, they don't get it. You tell them ideas, concepts, and they look at you like you're crazy. And then you ask them, tell me about your own children. How come you do this to your child, and do this, and you don't tolerate this? It doesn't make any sense. He's my child. My child is different. Oh, your child. In other words, because someone is your child, they have different standards. But if someone that's not your child, him, you sweep under the rug. That's the problem. Everyone should be, in your eyes, your child. Don't have different classes of citizens. For my child, I do one thing. For someone else, do something else. So if you don't get this idea, you know, it's too much. The Ribbono Shel Olam, every time we mention his name, I have to burden myself to say, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoi. It's too much. Too much. What do you want from me? I have other things I need to do. Let me ask you, when someone mentions your child, when you mention your child, do you have an inclination to bless him every time you mention your child's name? You certainly do. And if when it comes to your own children, you have no complaint against blessing your child or having someone else bless your child every time his name is mentioned, al achas kama v'kama, you should have no difficulty in going through the effort to bless Hashem every time Hashem's name is mentioned. V'chaseire hadas yavinu moshel zeh, fully understand the following moshel, example. La'odam asher binoy halach l'derech merchokim, his son has gone to a distant land, oyavoy, or his beloved friend, u'chasher mazkiroy, and whenever he mentions his son, who Omer, he says, Bini, oh my son, l'shalom yipokeid, may the Ribbono Shel Olam remember him for good, for peace. May all be well with my child. I have not seen him in a long time. He went to China on business. I hope he's okay. Everything should be good by him. Every time you mention your son's name, you have no, you know, have no bad feelings. No, it's not a burden. Gesundheit, it's not a burden to bless him. Hayoyim hazeh, on this day, yihye toiv olav, may good come upon him. Uma adam, if this is true with regarding a human being who only is in this world for a short period of time. Uma adam, shemes. Another example. A person, shemes, oimer minuchasoy kavoy. Okay, we'll talk about this in a moment. How do you address, how do you refer to a person who's no longer here? A person who has died. Today we have many terms. Chazal's choice term for the dead is Olav, upon him may there be peace. Olav HaShalom. Shalom is Hashem's name. There's another term that the Sefer HaChassidim writes, Minuchosoy Kavoy. And you find this often in the earlier works. When you refer to the dead, you refer to this person, Menuchasoy, may his resting be honor. Menuchasoy kavoid. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shuchai v'kayam yisparach shemo, al yoytzreinu, Ribbono Shel Olam, who is alive and exists, the greatness of his name upon his creatures forever, al achas kama v'kama shegesh l'varuch hu, al askar shemo, Shuchai v'kayam, how much more so do we have an obligation every time his name is mentioned that we should say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should bless him. We should bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And on this, the halacha is a person hears a person say Hashem's name in vain. And this is the flip side. He's teaching us a new halacha, which that if a person hears someone say Hashem's name in vain, you have an obligation to put this person, to curse him, to put this person in nidui, to banish him. How dare you mention Hashem's name in vain? And if you do not banish him, you will be banished. Then you yourself will be put in nidui. So let's just stop over here for the moment and reflect. Over here he taught us two different concepts. He taught us the concept that when you hear Hashem's name, you have an obligation to bless Hashem's name. And a person who abuses Hashem's name by saying Hashem's name in vain for no reason whatsoever, what?
What does that mean?
For no reason. You just say Yudke Vavke for no reason. You just say Hashem. If you say Hashem's name in vain, whatever that means, use your imagination. What?
With no cause, so
you're supposed to tell him, don't do that. You're supposed to give him musa. You're supposed to rebuke him and tell him, do not do that. And if you do that, we have nothing to do with you. How dare you abuse and belittle the holy name of Hashem? If you continue to behave in such a manner, I will not talk to you. I will not do business with you. If I'm a rabbi, I will get out of the pulpit and say no one shall have anything to do with this person. I will instruct the rabbi not to give him an aliyah. And if the rabbi and if the person does not do this, then he himself will be banished by the bigger rabbis. What? Okay, that's a separate issue. No one's going to listen. But he's saying over here, what is the ideal? We're dealing over here. That's one. You see, that rabbi says it's a very interesting idea. Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, in contrast to all of the other works of halacha, he's very idealistic. The world of being idealistic is not the world of reality. It's not the practical world. Most bodies of works of halacha, especially the Aruch HaShulchan, top of the list, is a very practical book. It takes into account the world of reality, that this is not a perfect world, and you cannot even attempt to follow the halacha with all of its bells and whistles. And Aruch HaShulchan is a very real, he was a Pesach. He dealt with questions. People come to him every single day with shilas. And when he wrote Aruch HaShulchan, he wrote what basically is the bottom line in the practical world. The Mishnah Berurah is much more idealistic. He presents halacha, which is very hard to abide by. Because this is what the halacha really is. Can we really follow it to all of its details? More often than not, no. Because the Mishnah Berurah did not write out of what should be done. He wrote it more of an idealistic approach to what the halacha should be. And what about Chayi Adam? The Kitzur Shulchan was also very practical. The Kitzur Shulchan is a much more pragmatic approach to halacha. The Chayi Adam? No. Chayi Adam is more idealistic. The Levush is also much more idealistic. But one thing is, for the one who gets the prize for being in a world of fantasy almost, is the Sefer Chassidim. Okay, he is dealing with the world of make-believe. The world of fantasy to be in an idealistic approach to halacha. That's not a very practical world. We know that. Being idealistic, who's going to pay? Oh, you're going to be idealistic. You're going to get married, and you're going to sit in koilo, and your wife's going to stay home and take care of the children, and not ever step outside of the house to go to work. Oh, it's very idealistic. Who's going to pay for this? Who's going to pay for this? Once you become practical, who's going to pay for this? All of your ideals go out the window. Okay, that's not the way the world works. That's not the way it goes. You have to somehow figure out how to make it work. And when you figure out how to make it work, you're going to start bending the rules, and you're going to start, it's going to get very complicated. So the Aruch HaShulchan was very practical. Mishnah Berurah was not very practical. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch was very practical. Chayi Adam, not really. And you can go through every pasuk. Rav Moshe was very practical. Rav Moshe was too practical, in fact. Okay, that's why many people today have difficulty with Rav Moshe, because he was almost too practical. Maybe today we're living in a society where maybe we can be a little bit more idealistic in dealing with halacha. But one thing is for sure, when you learn Sefer Chassidim, you're not living in this world. It's Mr. Rogers. Let's now go to the world of make-believe. And I'm not joking. So here he's saying over here, yeah.
In the Pizmoni Shabbat,
what?
Many say, Kishmera Shabbat Elishmereni. We should say Kelishmereni or Elishmereni. Kishmera Shabbat Elishmereni.
You should say Hashem's name. You should say Hashem's name.
I see people say Kelishmereni. Why not Kel?
Whenever you say a piyut, you say a tefillah, you're permitted lechatchil to say Hashem's name. It's within the context. It's within the context of prayer.
Yeah.
You're allowed to say Hashem's name when you say piyut and when you mispalel, you make a yihirat sign. You're allowed to say Yud Kei Vav Kei on Rosh Hashanah. Shemar Bezuchu Yoseinu Karimoin, like the pits, like the seeds of the pomegranate. You're allowed to. Okay, now, okay, so that's the first Yisrael over here. Okay, that's the first side. The person, every time you mention Hashem's name, you say Zecher, you should Zecher Tzadich Levrach. Now, over here on the bottom, let's actually read something, we'll stop in a moment. But let's read this very, very fascinating. Today, let's discuss something more practical. Today's day and age. How do we refer to the dead? So the halacha is, in the first year of the patira of a parent, mother or father, a person is supposed to say, Hareini kaparas mishkavai. That is a practical halacha. Anytime a person refers to his parent within 12 months, he, in public and private, you don't say Zichrona Levracha, you don't say Olav Hashalom, you don't say, you're supposed to say, practically speaking, my father, Hareini Kaparas Mishkavai, may I be the atonement for his resting, meaning any punishment that was meant to come to him, may it come to me instead. That's serious stuff. That's what it says in the Chazal. Yes, yes, people do this. People who know, who are in the know, do this. I was in fact warned when my father was Nifter, and there was a Shloshim, and I was going to speak. It was a public event. So one of the Talmidei Chachamim there said to me, remember, you know, there's a halacha that when you speak about your father, you're certainly going to mention your father, you are supposed to say at least once, Hareini Kaparas Mishkavai. This is the halacha. Don't forget to say it. And I did. I said, my father, what?
You have to mean it.
You sure do mean it. If Chazal tell you to mean it, you mean it. And I said it. And then there was another Talmud Chacham who was in the audience who came over to me when it was over and said, that was very good what you did. You did the halacha when you said in your speech, my father, Hareini Kaparas Mishkavai. Excellent. That's exactly what you're supposed to do. This is not just a Baba Maisa. This is what you're supposed to do. The first year of the patira of a mother or a father, that is what a person is supposed to say. Hareini kaparas mishkavai, mishkava. That is the halacha. Period.
If your father was a Rasha, you're supposed to wish his punishment.
That's a different story. If a father is a Rasha, first of all, today there's almost no such thing as a person being a Rasha. It's not really.
He wasn't such a good person.
No such thing. We don't. Today doesn't exist. We're not today in people where you can say about anyone they were a Russian. Doesn't really exist such a thing. Doesn't really. Very, very rare. And that, ask a Shaila, in such a rare event where your person is so convinced that his father was so wicked. Okay, so you ask a Shaila from a Gadol what to do in that case. But Derech Klal Hareini. That's the halach. Next. Let's say it's past 12 months, or let's say it's not a person's father or mother. What do you say about another person? The minhag ha'olam is to say, olav ha'shalom. And that is perfect, because that's what Chazal used in reference to the avos. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and all the avos, olav, may it be, it's a blessing. May Hashem be upon him. The word shalom is Hashem's name. Now what about saying, what? Olaf Hashalom Lebracha. No, Chazal don't say no. Why Bracha? Zecher Tzadik Lebracha. I hear what you're saying. I don't know the answer. Chazal only say Olaf. They don't say Lebracha. But they assert Moshe Rabbeinu Olaf Hashalom, Avraham Avinu Olaf Hashalom. Now this new thing today or you can say Minucha Soikavoid. People say they write that. You see that every so often. You say Pliny ben Pliny. Minucha soy kavod, may his resting be of honor. Then there's another popular expression, nishmasoy Eden, may his neshama rest in Eden, Gan Eden. Nun ayin, nishmasoy Eden. So far we have Alav Hashalom or Hareini Kaparas Mishkavai, Minucha soy kavod, nishmasoy Eden. Now, in this day and age, there's a new thing called Zecher, Zech Zichroinoi Livracha, or Zecher Tzadik Livracha. That is a new modern invention. That was only meant to be said about the living. The living. You're supposed to say about the living, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Not Shlita, not Sheyichye Liyomim Toivim Aruchim, and not Neroi. Neroi means Hashem Yishmireyu V'yin Tzoreyu. You write about a person. What's the Rosh Tevas? How can I forget this? You write about a person. Hashem Yishmir V'yin Tzorei. How can I forget this? Okay, there's another expression we use for the living. For some reason, no one knows why, it's become the minhag to take away the expression Zecher Tzadik Livracha that was used in ancient times, so not so long ago, for the living, to use it for the dead. To the degree that if you use this for the living, you are in a lot of trouble. And the person will say to you, excuse me, reports of my demise are premature. I'm still here. Reports of my death are premature. And he actually says over here, look over here, look at Ois Gimel. Ois Gimel over here on this handout from the Masudah of Cook's edition. Ayin Yoyma Zaflamet Zayin. Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Omar Elohim Anavi Lishol B'shosh Ani Masker Tzadik Olam. When I mentioned the Tzadik refers to Hashem. Hashem is the Tzadik. Atem Tenu Bracha. Give Bracha. Next footnote. Ayin Yoyma Zaflamet Hei. That's a subject. There's another halacha that a person, another concept. A person says Hashem's name in vain. If you say Hashem's name in vain, what are you supposed to do? This is the makar Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchuso Li'olam Bo'ed. Therefore, that's all part of the halacha. Zecher Tzadik Livracha. If a person Rachmana Litzlan says Hashem's name in vain, the rectification is to say immediately Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchuso Li'olam Bo'ed. If you make a bracha levatol by mistake, that is what you're supposed to do. And in fact, we put on tefillin, because it might be a bracha levatala, that's a setabit in of itself, so we always conclude, Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchuso Li'olam Vo'ed, just on the tzad, that it's a bracha levatala. That's not really the reason why we do it, but it's a backup reason, and that's how it's explained. Next footnote, Ayin Kiddush Neflamet Aleph, Samach Ayin Amadeh, also, I don't know what that means over there, Lamet Aleph, I don't know what that means there, Toch Yud Beis Chodesh Omer, Hareini Kaporas Mishkava. That's the Rosh Tevos. Mikan Velich Oimer, you say Zichroinoi, may his remembrance be Livrocha. Here's what you're supposed to say for the dead. Zichroinoi Livrocha Lechaye Hoilom Haba. Now the Ayin Bemarshosham says Zichroinoi Livrocha Levad. If you do not add the words Lechaye Hoilom Haba, but just say Zichroinoi Livracha, or some like to say Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Levad, Oimrim Gam, he has the word Gam here, Gam Al Hachai, on the living. So it's the appropriate thing to say about a person, Ploini, Zichroinoi Livracha. The only difference between the living and the dead is the living says Zichroinoi Livracha, they say Zichroinoi Livracha Lechayei Ko'ilam Haba. V'chei nohagu lefonim b'Yisrael. That was the common minig long ago. The living, we would say, Zichroinoi Livracha. Re'ei Geris Ramah, wherever this is over here. The Sefer Evan Sapir Chidre Teiman Sav Simin. V'zei Yenuchu Karbi Timios Misidre Hadoros. Okay, this is a lot of kashas. Kan anachnu moitzim minuchosoi kavoid. Gam alachai. He writes a chiddush. Even to say minuchosoi kavod on the living, you can say this as well. Okay, it goes further. From that's it. So this is the bottom line. Is all the different titles minuchosoi kavod nishmosoi eden zichroinu levracha lechayei ha'olam haba. Today we use for the living sheyichye liyamim toivim aruchim, which is abbreviated shalita, and we have the other expression of Hashem Yishmirehu V'yin Tzarehu. May Hashem guard him and protect him. It's another acronym that is used after a person's name. It used to be much, much more popular. It's not. I forgot the exact words, but that basic expression. Three letters. May Hashem guard and protect a certain person. And for the dead, we say today, Zichron Levracha L'chaye. That's really the correct thing to say for the dead. Zichron Levracha L'chaye Ha'olam Haba. You see the long expression after they write Zichron Levracha L'chaye Ha'olam Haba. That's correct even for the average person. The Gemara uses the term Olav Hashalom. What about Kadosh? What about saying Zecher Tzadik Levracha? That's already an abuse. That's already, I always feel that it's a little bit abused to say Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Not everyone's a Tzadik. To say a Tzadik, Hashem is the Tzadik. The Peshuta Shal Mikra, Tzadik is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rashi in Chumash says, Noach was a Tzadik, so therefore we say that Rashi used the Pasuk there as to show that you say it about a Tzadik person as well. But to say about every single person is called a Tzadik, it's a little bit going a little bit far. You say Zecher Levracha L'chaye Ha'olam Haba. The best thing is to say Olav HaShalom. Like I always joke with you that today Olav HaShalom means Am Ha'aretz. Pliny, a person who's like a simpleton, you say, Mr. So-and-so, Olav HaShalom, which basically means in today's vocabulary, Mr. Jack Cohen, Mr. Jack Smith, Am Ha'aretz. Right, the guy in the shul who's not a Rosh Hashiva, he didn't go to Kollel, so he called, Mr. Jack Smith, Am Ha'aretz. What a disgusting thing. Because Chazal, they use, because if you have anything to yourself, they wouldn't dare write about you, Ayin Hey. They would write about you, Zecher Zichrono Levracha. And if you're even greater, they would write about you, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. And if you're greater, they would write about you, Zecher Tzadik Levracha L'chai Yolam Haba. If you're a little bit greater, they would write, Harav HaGoyim, Mr. Jack Smith, Zecher Levracha L'chai Yolam Haba. And if you're even greater, they would write, Zecher Harav HaGoyim HaGodol. Now after the word HaGodol, Harav HaGoyim HaGodol, Mr. Jack Smith, Zecher Levracha L'chai Yolam Haba. And then you have Harav HaGoyim HaGodol HaAmiti. Zecher Mr. Jackson, Zecher Tzadik Levracha L'chaye Olam Haba. The ultimate is Harav HaGoyin HaGodol HaAmiti, Mr. Rabbi Jack Smith, Zecher Tzadik Levracha L'chaye Olam Haba. Zecher Tzadik V'Kodosh Levracha. Where they add the word Kodosh. That is a very great abuse. A very, very, very insult, I feel. To use the word Kadosh to anyone that did not die, Al Kiddush Hashem. The word Kadosh is used for people who died. For people who died, Al Kiddush Hashem in the Holocaust. To say about a great, great rabbi, no matter how great he is, to say about him that he's a Kadosh, you really have to know what you're doing to do that. That appears to be an abuse. It's ignorance. People just do this. They put this on buildings also. They put on buildings, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha. Excuse me, Kadosh Levracha on a building? Is that really the right thing to do? To say that Tzadik is a little bit of a stretch. No one's a Tzadik today. No, you can't tell about anyone is a Tzadik. Tzadik is for Hashem to decide. It's for Hashem to decide what Tzadik is. Zichrono Levracha L'chai Olam Haba is more than enough. You want to say about certain people they're Tzadikim, even Gedolei Hadar, I don't know, to me, listen, I guess I'm not so generous, okay? It's not, someone told me, listen, mind your own business. There's inflation. What used to be Ayin Hey, today is Zichron Levracha. What used to be Zichron Levracha, today is Zecher Tzadik Levracha. What used to be Zecher Tzadik Levracha, today is Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha. There's inflation. Go to the bank. You learn about inflation. That's the way it is, and mind your own business. Okay, so maybe they're right.
All the Rishayim, when they talk about Moshe, it's always the
revelation. All of Hashalom. The Gemara. You want more than the Gemara. Chazal, they say that Moshe Rabbeinu, all of Hashalom. So why today is it perceived? No, why is it perceived? Why is Ayin Hey perceived today? Am Haaretz. It's very sad. It's not mamish like an insult. But over here, at least we learned about the terminology. Menuchasoi kavod. Hareini kaparas mishkavai. Zichroina levracha. The Iker is to say lechaye ha'olam haba. Because for the living, you can say zichroina levracha. And all these titles in the beginning, Rashna Bahag, Rabban shall call b'nei ha'goyla. Everyone is the Rabban shall call b'nei ha'goyla. And Canada. Okay, we'll stop here. Take a short break, and then we'll talk about Yoim v'layla lo yishboisu. That's our topic for today. So, when you say